I thought you always called it the family time is special time meal.
Build whatever meal you want with McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Good afternoon. 3 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. The sun is out here in eastern Iowa. Got a great show coming your way. Kim Moule is going to join us, Kirkwood women's basketball coach, and we will talk about their run to the national championship game for the second consecutive year down in Arkansas. Also, Chris List of rotowire.com stops by to answer your fantasy baseball questions as we are less than 24 hours away from the start of the Major League Baseball season. All that coming up and more. It is a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. At 3:04. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome into local programming here at KGYM. The Gym Class getting things kick-started here today on, not a bad day. We can have nice days in eastern Iowa in March. How about that? Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today. Gym Class being presented by Third Base Brewery. They are located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids. And a big thanks to the staff, everybody over there at Third Base. Appreciate their helping us out. And Third Base, locally owned and operated, a place where families can meet up again and again. Great place for lunch or a delicious meal after work or whenever you decide to stop on by. Appreciate Third Base jumping on board as a presenting sponsor of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Good show coming up for you. We are going to talk with Kim Moule here in just a little bit. Chris List of rotowire.com will be joining us coming up as well on the program here today. Good afternoon. Great to see the sun out, isn't it?
Absolutely. It elevates everybody's mood, does it not?
I think it does.
Yeah.
I think it does. And we haven't seen it in a while. We've had a lot of fog, we've had a lot of overcast, whatever the case may be, but it's great to have it out there joining us here today. Like we said, we're going to talk to Kim Moule coming up here in just a little bit. Miles Bridges making it official today. He is leaving Michigan State after his sophomore season, and he is going to go to the NBA draft, and he has already hired an agent, so that has been tucked away and taken care of. He will not be back. Like people speculated, I don't think anybody thought Miles Bridges was going to be back. He kind of pulled the stunner last year, staying after his freshman season to try to win the championship. That did not play out for Michigan State, and he is off to the NCAA. Sad news today in the Big Ten, Darrell Thomas passing away. Former Indiana Hoosier out there, I believe at the age of 52, 53, right in there. I'd have to double-check on it, but wasn't good player for Indiana, not a All-American per se, but very good player for some very good Indiana teams, and hate to see somebody like that leave us that soon.
Very much so. And as far as Bridges goes, I echo your comment. I mean, I was surprised that he came back this year anyway. And then when your first team All-American as a sophomore, as you pointed out yesterday, three freshmen on the All-American team, those guys aren't around long.
No. And those three freshmen are going to go. They will go very, very quickly. Trey Young's hard. Yeah, they're all headed off to the National Basketball Association. Of course, we are going to talk to Chris List of rotowire.com coming up in just a little bit as we are, less than 24 hours away from the start of the Major League Baseball season. Don't despair. We will have our annual Major League Baseball predictions coming your way tomorrow that we've been so spot on over the years here at KGYM. I know Todd and Alex are going through theirs yesterday with the National League, today with the American League. And you and I will try to do better than what we've done in the past.
Are you in any fantasy baseball leagues?
One. That's been around for a long, long time.
I know which one that is. And I love baseball as much as the next guy, but it's just a full-time job.
Not as bad
depending on the league.
Right, not as bad as it used to be when you know, before you had stats at your fingertips, et cetera, you had to get the newspaper out. You had to go through things. You had to have a weekly meeting to get your, you know, to get your stats set. But that was fun, though. You could get together and kind of razz everybody a little bit and congratulate people on a great week and whatnot. That was always kind of fun, but I missed that a little bit. But we're in an era where technology is right at our fingertips.
I guess I operate at a slower pace. One game a week in the NFL is enough for me.
We talked about the rule changes in the National Football League yesterday as well. But we'll have our predictions coming up tomorrow. Of course, we've got baseball coming your way tomorrow. Twins opener, as the Twins will be in Baltimore to take on the Orioles. We'll have it for you at 1:30 tomorrow on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, your home of most of the schedule through the spring and summer for the Minnesota Twins. And then tomorrow night we will join up at 7 o'clock with ESPN's national broadcast of the San Francisco Giants and the Los Angeles Dodgers. And first day of the baseball season coming up tomorrow, that ties in with our poll question. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, and they are located behind the Taco John's right next to the Home Depot.
Which projected division winner is least likely to win its division? Obviously, six choices. One, the Yanks / Red Sox, as those two teams being projected alternately on various sites. Okay, Yanks, Red Sox, the Indians, the Astros, the Nationals, the Cubs, or the Dodgers?
And I was talking about this with Todd a little bit earlier on today, that he said, kind of agreed with me. I asked him, I cannot remember a baseball season in a long, long time where we have had so many clear-cut favorites.
Mm-hmm.
An upper echelon of those division favorites going into it. You could say Yankees, Red Sox, because everyone's kind of split on that as far as the American League East is concerned. But you got five teams that are just supposed to dominate their divisions. Maybe dominate's not the word, but at least win the division.
If I had to pick one, I think it would be the Dodgers.
I would agree. I would agree with Justin Turner on the shelf right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Clayton Kershaw has been dominant when he's been out there, but hasn't been out there all the time. And we'll see. No, Yu Darvish this year, obviously, for the entire season going through. For the Los Angeles Dodgers, he's now on the north side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
For the Chicago Cubs, pitching for them, and yeah, we'll see. There's and like Todd pointed out, there's always a mystery team.
Of course,
always a mystery team. I know he likes the Phillies. A lot of people like the Phillies. They're going to be young, but they've got a lot of talent that's coming up in Philadelphia. Yeah, we shall see. There's going to be a surprise. Minnesota was a surprise last year. It was great to see them. Somebody's going to come out of the pack and astonish us throughout the season. You can have a good start, but you got to sustain it. White Sox were supposedly going to meet the Cubs in the World Series last year in April. That did not turn out to be the way it was. 319-366-1600. You can reach us via the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. And we do appreciate you texting in. Let's see. Kenneth at 2364. He's going with the Astros taking a step back this year. Most people are not agreeing with you, Ken, out there. Most people think the Astros may have the biggest lock. I would say the Indians, no offense to the Twins or my White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
White Sox aren't going to win it. Not this year. 2020, Mark.
Okay.
2020. I'm not saying they're going to win it. They're going to be in contention in 2020. I just like to see improvement for my team. And I think that as far as your team, the Minnesota Twins, are concerned, take the next. I'm not saying they made last year they made the wild card. Were you in agreement they may have been a year ahead of the process here, or were they right on?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
But a lot of things have to go well for the Twins this year. I think Sano needs to stay healthy. If he does, he can hit 40. Buxton, you're waiting for that complete year.
True.
The second half of the season, he was terrific last year. Great defensive player. He's not going to hurt you in the field ever. And there's always the pitching question. Despite the acquisitions of Lance Lynn and Odorizzi, and two or three arms in the bullpen, I think the Twins are better off. But they're not in Cleveland's category in terms of pitching.
Yeah. No, nobody is in that division, certainly at this point anyway. There is some news locally here before we get to a break and get to Kim Moule around the corner, and that is the MASL soccer, indoor soccer. They have made an announcement that there is going to be a new franchise coming up in the Orlando area, Orlando, Florida area, and there's already speculation abounding on various sites that that could be the relocated Cedar Rapids Rampage. Mm. Not saying that is true. No one has come out and said that as of yet. There's just speculation that is going out there that that may be the Cedar Rapids franchise that has been in some I think we can say, economic problems and whatnot. So, again, nothing concrete as far as that is concerned. But we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. All right, 14 past the hour of 3, coming up on 15 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Going to take a break, come back. Kim Moule's going to join us as the Kirkwood women's basketball team. Second straight year, they made it to the National Junior College Division II National Championship game. Down in Arkansas, we will talk with Coach Moule about that when we return here in just a little bit. You're listening to The Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Every personal record you achieve makes you want to set another and another and another. That's what it feels like to be a sales consultant at Zeta 2.9, The Gym, and Smart FM. As your clients' businesses continue to win, you become even more passionate about helping them. And your success is supported by a bunch of sharp, creative, love this place people. We're adding someone to our tribe right now. So if you feel the way we do about this community, about working hard, and about helping local businesses, email Steve at KZIA.com to apply.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Back at 317, Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, The Gym Class, coming your way here at KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Hoping to catch up with Kim Moule coming up here in just a moment or two as Kirkwood getting to the national championship game again this year, falling short, but still a terrific, terrific season for the Eagles. And we will talk with Kim about that coming up here in just a little bit. We were talking Major League Baseball a moment ago, which gets underway tomorrow. Cubs and the Marlins, I believe, are the first game up. And we've got two games coming your way tomorrow right here on KGYM. And then Sunday Night Baseball back. Sunday night, Giants and the Dodgers. Great way to start off the season with the rivalry. Maybe, certainly one of the top, would you say five rivalries? Certainly one of the top five rivalries.
Oh, yeah.
In Major League Baseball, Dodgers and the Giants going at it. So,
two things about the opening of the season. Number one, I really like every team playing on that first day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I really like that.
Reds should still get to be the opener, though.
What I've never liked is that, you know, there's a day off the next day for a lot of teams.
Well, April is just filled with days off.
Yeah.
And they're talking about the fact when the next bargaining deal goes through that they're going to have even more, potentially more days off. There's a lot of things being bantered about. I think a lot of people would like to see the season cut back to 154 games. I'm one of them. I think going into November is not only iffy as far as the weather is concerned, it's just too late in the calendar year. Keep it in October. And I know I'm not alone in that, but I'm not sure that the players' union is going to go for that.
I'd like to see more season openers, maybe the first week, first 2 weeks, played in warmer climates. And I'm not complaining about the Twins opening in Baltimore. It's not going to be ideal weather. This weekend, it's not going to be ideal for the Twins hosting Seattle. But, and I haven't looked at the geography to see if that's even feasible. But, you know, it's tough. It's tough this time of year. Catch one on the handle in Baltimore tomorrow when it's 35 degrees, and you're going to feel it.
Is that the expected high tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know.
In Baltimore? We can look that up. We have meteorologists on board. Former staff meteorologist. Saw him earlier today. 319-366-1600. I'm curious now. I'm going to look up at Baltimore weather for you, Mark, tomorrow, because
we got other sites of home openers. Detroit.
That's not going to be
Detroit
pretty.
Is tomorrow. The Mets. What have they gone through? 5 nor'easters up there, something like that. Toronto. I don't know what Toronto's weather's like, but other than that, I mean,
bite your tongue about Baltimore. By the way,
really.
Yes. There is a chance of showers early and then maybe more showers late, but cloudy skies, calm winds, 64 degrees.
Oh, my fault, Baltimore.
We love Baltimore. We love Baltimore. Oh, man alive. 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in here as we try to catch up with Kim Moule, the Kirkland women's basketball coach, here in just a little bit. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com is going to be joining us as well, coming up on the program. Get your fantasy baseball questions ready to go for Chris. As most everyone's had the drafts already, we understand that, but still have to play the right guys in the right situations. So, and if you haven't, maybe you're doing it tonight. Instead of bowling.
Yeah, Bowling Night in America tonight. The season winding down. We'll have a preview for you in the next 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, that'll be coming up. Boy, we get to the last month of the season. Last month. This is the home stretch. We got to really take it up a notch.
Boy,
here.
It was drag in the middle of winter. You know? You never thought you'd reach the finish line, but it's in sight.
It is in sight, and we can also say that first place is not in sight.
No. No.
321 here on the program, and trying to get caught up here with Kim Moule, the Kirkland women's basketball coach. Hopefully we'll be able to get in contact with him coming up here in a moment or two. And Chris Liss of RotoWire.com is going to be joining us as well. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit, so get your fantasy baseball question, and I'm sure if you have an early fantasy football question, Chris does not do college football.
No.
Keep that in mind. But there are people.
He's starting to think about it because right. He's put the magazine together, and where does he peg Saquon Barkley about some of the quarterbacks? Are they going to play this year? So he's starting to learn a little bit about them.
Yeah. So hopefully get that for you. Then tomorrow, I believe, we've got a return visit from Smokin' Dave Cokin coming up tomorrow. You missed Dave on Friday.
I listened.
Dave was very entertaining, very entertaining. And we'll talk about the Final Four and a little bit of Major League Baseball coming up with Dave.
How about Penn State basketball? They played the late game in the NIT semifinals last night. And I've said more than once, I really like this team and the coach. And they're putting a great run together. They're going to face Utah in the championship game tomorrow. But they got a big lead early last night. And I turned it off because I figured it was over. I should know better. But
still won.
Nittany Lions prevailed, and I think it's a great story.
I think it is, too. And just taking a look at what they have, the roster for Penn State and what they have right now, Tony Carr is a sophomore. Shep Garner is a senior. You like Shep Garner.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Julian Moore in there is a senior, but those are the only two seniors on this team.
Wow.
Rest of them, at least eligibility-wise, will be back next year for Pat Chambers. And Penn State's already there in football. We know that. We know what Cale Sanderson has done with the wrestling program at Penn State. And you think Pat Chambers has got things headed in the right direction as far as the men's basketball program is concerned. And, by the way, you mentioned Toronto, and one of our texters, 3560, says, I think with the Rogers Centers, they will be fine.
Yeah, I thought about that once it came out of my mouth. Wow.
Ryan Walford chiming in today. Do you think the Yankees could be set up for a huge letdown this year? Let's not forget, after the All-Star break, people were writing off Aaron Judge. Between Stanton and Judge, they may strike out 400 times. Yeah, they're going to combine for at least 70 home runs, but I could see this going south. That pitching, especially the bullpen,
pitching,
is really good. The starters, okay. Nothing to, they're okay. They're fine. They're fine. But that bullpen, if you get into the sixth inning with the Yankees, more than likely they're going to win the ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to bludgeon you to death as far as their hitting is concerned. Should we take a break? Kind of regroup?
Let's do that. Put an APB out for Kim Newell.
319-366-1600. We'll take a break. Come back. Gym class being presented by Third Base Brewery here on this Wednesday. We'll try to get caught up with Kim. We're going to get Chris List of rotowire.com on as well. So stay tuned. More to come after this. You're listening to the Gym Class on KGYM.
There are two ways to pour motor oil. The hard way, which can get messy. Or the easy way, introducing Valvoline in the new Easy Pour bottle, featuring a redesigned easy pull tab and spout and anti-glug tube. Now, the proven protection you expect from Valvoline is even easier to pour. Faster, cleaner, proven. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Valvoline, since 1866. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and a filter for $33.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle and get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts, plus get double O rewards points on your purchase. Keep your engine clean with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Back with you in the Gym Class, KGYM. May have to reschedule Kim for tomorrow. We shall see on that, but we will talk with the Kirkwood women's basketball coach coming up here. If not today, then tomorrow on the program, along with Dave Koken. Kyle's working on that as we speak, so on the other side of the glass. 319-366-1600 here, and if you have, we were talking about baseball a little bit earlier on, and it kind of deals with our poll question as well, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. And, of course, that is, just to remind you, Mark, the poll question.
Which projected division winner is least likely to win its division? 6 options, Yankees / Red Sox, the Indians, the Astros, the Nationals, the Cubs, or the Dodgers. And I'm on record as saying maybe the Dodgers are the most susceptible. What about the Cubs?
Cardinals are better.
And Brewers.
Brewers are better. But I think up and down, I think the Cubs still have the best group. Pitching is as good, if not better, than last year, especially in the bullpen coming out for the Cubs. And we'll have our predictions coming up tomorrow for the Major League Baseball season.
Wainwright's got his issues for the Cardinals.
Right. And we'll see. We'll see. Cardinals have not been out of the playoffs for three straight seasons, though, in a long, long time. And if they miss it this year, it'll be the third straight season that the Redbirds are not in the playoffs. So we shall see. 66-08 in the 5-6-3. Sad day for Cedar Rapids sports with the Rampage leaving, although it's not been officially announced as of yet. In case you're joining us late, there is an announcement from the MASL that there's going to be a new franchise coming to the Orlando, Florida area. And there's a lot of speculation that that is going to be the Cedar Rapids Rampage franchise. And goes beyond that, saying leaving and probably the Titans on their way out too. Hopefully not. I think the Titans are on a little bit better footing than the Rampage at this point, but we'll see. Keep in mind, a lot of these franchises are pretty nomadic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Iowa Barnstormers are not the example to use in Des Moines. The Barnstormers, when Kurt Warner was there, very strong program, very strong team, went away for a while, but now they are back, seemingly doing very well in Des Moines. They're kind of the exception to the rule, but a lot of these franchises, to be quite honest with you, pick up stakes and move every few years. So is it unprecedented? No, absolutely not.
I think the owner of the Barnstormers originally, Jim Thomas, didn't he create the Arena League? Wasn't that his brainchild?
I would have to double check, but the name kind of jumps out.
It's nice to have a variety of professional sports in town. But you made a good point about these soccer franchises being nomadic. It was never going to be a Cedar Rapids Colonels or even a Rough Riders.
No.
Who are on solid footing and have been for some time.
Over 100 years for baseball in Cedar Rapids. And the Rough Riders just signed the new deal for 15 more years to stay at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena and here in Cedar Rapids. Before we get to B&A, I wanted to pass this along at 3:31. Some people on the social networking, and remember, it's 2018, up in arms right now because, and it's going to help as far as your viewership is concerned, Mark. And by the way, we should mention we will have third and fourth round coverage next weekend, not this weekend, of the Masters from Augusta National. But CBS is going to bring in for the first time Shot Tracer to the Masters. And some people are up in arms about it.
The purists.
The purists are up in arms about it. Keep in mind, this is the same tournament that at one time did bring bird noises into the podcast.
what's next? Gary McCord being invited back?
Oh, no. What? Oh, no. You know what? The Masters has put out the last 50 final rounds on YouTube. And I've been watching them periodically at night. Yeah, that's how lonely I am. I've taken in a couple. I wanted to see the 68 one, and that's so interesting how technology has changed in 50 years. That was the Roberto DiVincenzo fiasco that year when he signed the incorrect scorecard. And I also, of course, had to watch, and I'm in the midst of it right now, the 1986 Masters broadcast, and how much, even from then to now, things have changed in the last, 31, 32 years as far as television technology. It was not nearly as smooth as it is right now. You had a lot of kind of bumps. You had just periods where nobody was talking. It was different back in the days before you had, 100 different channels and whatnot. And then everything on the internet as well.
What's wrong with the Shot Tracer? I mean, Apparently, it's on every broadcast.
Apparently, people
golf broadcast.
Do not want to bring it to Augusta National. They do not want to see it on the sacred hallowed grounds of Augusta National. You can't even tell it's there. It's just a contraption that they have behind the tee, or they have a portable one that they can stand up behind the golfer. It doesn't do anything. It enhances your enjoyment mm-hmm. of the tournament. I think it's going to help out. We'll see. All right, 3:33, we got Bowling Night in America coming up tonight. Sans, Mr. Dukes, you will be rooting for us in spirit tonight, of course.
I will indeed, because of my eye surgery. One of the conditions is I can't lift anything heavier than 5 pounds for 6 weeks.
We could find you a 4-pound house ball.
So I not only can't lift my 15-pound ball, I can't carry you guys in the last month, okay?
There you go. Thank you. I don't care who carries this.
So, yeah, I'll be rooting for you in spirit, and I'll come out and visit one of these days. But week 29 in the Mature Evergreen League, Rusty Nails at 500, 56 up, 56 down. That's good for ninth place. Got to make a move.
We made two. We went up two places last week.
Yeah. opponent is KBO Catering, currently in second place.
Defending champions.
And the defending champions, yeah. That's on 19 and 20. So you get to rub elbows with the ladies' league next to
we're on.
Next
we're
door.
Way down tonight.
Yeah.
Wow. We haven't been there in a while.
So, yeah, give them heck, okay?
We'll try. We will certainly try out there. And, yeah, we got 3 weeks after tonight to go. Mm-hmm. But, we're calling the right-hander mm-hmm. out of the bullpen next week. One Rusty Swires will be back next week to bowl.
The red-headed right-hander will be back. I don't imagine he's bowled a whole lot in Florida.
Unless he takes one look at the forecast and says, I'm sticking down here for a little while longer.
That'd be nice to have Rusty back and back in the mix. Won't be able to bowl with him, but we'll figure something out.
You'll be there in spirit.
Rub elbows.
Be there in spirit. If you would like to stop by the pro shop or inquire about summer leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Summer leagues are forming right now at May City Bowl.
Give them a call, 362-0136, or you can always visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Now, our friend of 6608 is confirming the fact that, yes, Mark, Jim Foster invented the indoor game. Then after
Foster, not Thomas. Yeah.
Then after selling the Barnstormers, started the Quad City Steamwheelers as well. So there you go. Little bit of indoor football history for you today on the Gym Class program. We are presented by Third Base Brewery. We're going to take a break. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com set to join us. Get your fantasy baseball if you have maybe an early fantasy football question. For Chris, he never turns down an early fantasy football question. Let us know about it at 319-366-1600. Back with more after this. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League. But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
For all those times you wish you would have known.
Hey, nice look, Kevin. Your shirt's on inside out.
Yeah, that coupon expired a week ago.
Of course it did.
But, Dad, school pictures are today.
All right, back upstairs then.
Sorry, we closed at 4.
Really? Come on.
In a world fraught with fraud, DuPaco Community Credit Union is on a mission to protect your identity, your credit, and your financial position. That's why we offer simple, effective tools for helping you to stay in the know about your account activity, credit score, and more. And they're absolutely free for all DuPaco members.
So, now I know.
Access your credit monitoring tools anytime through DuPaco's online banking or app. Not a DePaco member? Join today in branch or online at DePaco.com. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back, companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things, like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
.338 back with you here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Dave Koken coming up tomorrow. We'll get Kim Newell, trying to reschedule him, coming up for tomorrow as well. As we get ready for the Major League Baseball season, with that in mind, we welcome back Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, who is going to join us every other week and talk a little bit of baseball. And I imagine if you have an early football question, and again, Chris does not follow college football, everybody, but I'm sure he's getting ready for the draft out there. And if you have a question, let us know via the text line or the phone lines, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And Chris, good afternoon. How's your early spring going so far?
It's going well. Thank you, Scott. It's nice. I'm getting ready for opening day. I've got 6 drafts in the books, and I'm ready for my players to get some stats. There's been a lot of talk. I've had a lot of side bets with people, and now it's time to actually accumulate some of the good.
One of the things I noticed, Chris, in reading about your 6 drafts is you're very high on Yasiel Puig this year. What?
Yeah, you know, he's 27 years old still. I mean, that's really peak year for hitters. And he's starting to put it together. I think a lot of these guys, this guy came from Cuba, he came from nothing. Suddenly he's in L.A., he's got all his money, partying, he's got access to women and fancy cars. And, you know, if I were 21, I probably would have been in jail. And so, you know, I mean, you know, and then, you know, he's 27 now. You know, it just takes people a few years to kind of get over the shock, especially if you, you know, you grew up that poor and you all suddenly have all this. So I think, like, last year he really started playing excellent defense. They're talking about hitting him third with Justin Turner out. He's in a good lineup. He ran a little bit last year. He stole 15 bases. So I really think he could have a big year. And, you know, as a result, I have him on a lot of my team.
Where, for the most part, has Otani gone? And what have you observed anyway?
Should be going to Triple A.
Well, anyway, what have you observed through your draft so far?
So early on, before spring training, he was going in the 4th or 5th round. I mean, it was really, you know, he was like the 7th or 8th or 10th pitcher off the board. You know, the guy throws mid to high 90s. We had ridiculous numbers in Japan. A lot of the Japanese pitchers who came over, you know, Darvish, he's half Japanese, and he pitched in Japan. That's where, you know, he had a success. You know, obviously, Hideo Nomo, Maeda had less success, but he wasn't the, you know, the star that that Otani was. You know, you think that this guy is going to come in and be a star. And but then he had the horrible spring, so he started slipping. And I kind of, every time he went in the 9th or 10th round, which is where he was going recently, I cringed and was, like, about to take him, and someone beat me to it. I just didn't have the courage to take him 1 round earlier. And I feel like I'm going to regret that. I think he's going to be good. Most of the Japanese guys, the pitchers at least, adapt just fine. I think he's going to be good.
Everybody's looking for those breakout players, Chris. Who are some of those for you?
I like Aaron Hicks on the Yankees. He's going to hit 5th, it turns out, with Greg Bird out. He had 15 homers and 10 steals and like 300-something at bats last year. He's the only guy who can really play a competent center field for the Yankees. He's going to be in the middle of that great lineup, great park to hit in. He's 28 years old. I think he's going to have a really big year. You know, I mean, the second baseman like Ozzie Albies and Yoan Moncada are guys that I think, you know, could break out, have a lot of upside. A guy like Jose Peraza, who had a bad year last year, but he hits for average, and he just kind of had an off year. I think he could steal 30 bases if he keeps the job. So those are just a handful of guys.
A lot of people, Chris, and if you have a question for Chris, go ahead and give us a call or a text at 319-366-1600. A lot of people thinking Bryce Harper is going to have not a breakout season, but going to have finally put together that MVP season, mainly because he sees dollar signs in his future, and that's always good incentive out there. But are you buying into the Bryce Harper hype this year?
He's already done it twice. He was MVP a few years ago, and last year he was MVP pace. He just got hurt, so he missed some games. But, yeah, I don't think it's because – I mean, obviously, you know, the massive contract, maybe, you know, someone asks you to go out drinking one night. I don't know if this is the case with him, but you think, oh, I'll just stay home and lift weights or something, you know what I mean, because you got so much at stake. Maybe that operates on some people, but this guy's such a mega talent. Remember, he's 25 years old. I mean, he's still at his peak of peaks. And, you know, unless you get bad luck with the injuries, I expect a truly monster season.
In the drafts you've had, Chris, who are some of the top picks?
The top picks basically are Trout, number one, because Trout is basically Harper with steals. You know, you're talking about an elite guy who gets on base, does everything, and he steals bases. Two is usually Altuve because he's been such a rock and hits for such a high average and steals. Three is where the draft starts. I would take Stanton two, actually, but if I'm third, I'd take Stanton. Kershaw is my next one. But typically, Trey Turner goes there because of the steals. Sometimes Nolan Arenado. I've seen, a whole bunch of different guys there. But yeah, that's usually how it starts off. And I end up with Stanton and Turner. Stanton and Kershaw. Harper is another guy I would take there. Goldschmidt is falling down because of the humidor. The humidor, you know, if you listen to the guys who are, you know, doing physics, they will say that will eliminate home runs by about 25% in Arizona. And that's enough. That makes a big difference.
How about Ozuna's move to St. Louis? How do you project that?
That Ozuna. I was thinking of the Blue Jays closer. I think he's going to be good. I mean, it's not a great park to hit in, but neither was Florida. And he hit for average and power. He's like, 27 years old? I had him, as a top 12 outfielder. I think another 30 home runs and a .290 average would, I don't know if he can hit .315 again, but I think he's going to be solid for sure.
Mm. Yeah, Chris Liss joining us here from rotowire.com. And if you have a question, give us a call. Give us a text at 319-366-1600. Guys trying to bounce back. One of those is, I've always liked him. I always think he's been underrated, and that's Adam Eaton. And missed most of the season last year, and the Nationals still did very well. I've always been an Adam Eaton fan. He's not going to be a top, three, four-round guy, but he's a very undervalued fantasy guy, I think.
You might be right. It depends with the knee coming back. And you see running backs come back from this in the same time. And although being an outfielder is hard, it's not as hard as being a running back on your knee. I think he should be okay. And he's at the top of a very, very good lineup. They should drive him in. Daniel Murphy's still out, but when he comes back and with him and Harper and, Rendon and Zimmerman and, the whole line of Trey Turner, I think he could score like 115 runs and hit .290 and steal 10 or 15 bases, hit 10 or 15 home runs. I think he's solid. I agree with that.
From a fantasy standpoint, Chris, which are the weak positions?
Oddly, second base and shortstop are super deep this year. So catcher's weak as always. And, you got to decide whether you want to invest in a weak position. The only position I'm really adjusting upward is catcher. So, I'm not pushing guy up because he has shortstop eligibility. That doesn't really matter because there's so many good ones. Actually, I think first and third base are a little thin as you get deeper into the draft. So, in some ways, I hate taking a second baseman early because there's so many guys I like Jonathan Villar and Ozzy Albies and Yoan Moncada and Ian Kinsler and Jason Kipnis that are the 16th or 17th second baseman off the board that I'd rather just wait.
Got a question here from 9136. How about Tommy Pham? Feel like he's a 25 home run, 25 steal guy, maybe a .290 average guy. Those would be great numbers.
Well, that would be a repeat of last year. I would not bet on that. He might. He certainly drew walks and didn't strike out that much, and the hitting profile was very good. But he had some sort of eye issue, like an eye disorder that he had surgery to correct that really did wonders. But he had a bad spring, and they were saying stuff about his eyes. Maybe just new contact lenses. I wasn't really sure. But he's going in like the fifth round, and I just always thought, betting on a repeat, worrying about the eye issue, I've been passing in round five.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes, see what DeYoung does as well. Let's go to Jake in North Liberty here today on the program. Jake, good afternoon. You're on with Chris.
Hey, Chris. Yeah, I drafted Archie Bradley, and he just lost a starting job, and I picked up Keon Keela and was wondering what your thoughts are on him or what other options I could go for a closer. Thanks.
I think that's a reasonable pivot to get to Kayla, or maybe Nate a piece of that closer role in Chicago. Bradley, he doesn't really care about being the closer. He'll be the multi-inning setup guy. He's a really good pitcher. He's probably their best reliever, but for now, Boxberger is the closer.
We talked about breakouts, Chris, and we also talked about Byron Buxton a lot last year. Great second half, but he has yet to put together that full year from an offensive standpoint. What are your thoughts on him this year?
They were calling me the Buxton guy on the radio.
Yeah.
And I was the Buxton guy. I just kept drafting him when he was, you know, up at the right cost. And I believe in the guy. I, you know, again, no guarantee for anybody, but I think he really turned a corner. He's stealing bases. He's hitting for a little average. I think he's got 20 home run power, 35 steal, 40 steal speed. I mean, he's hitting like eighth or something now, which is kind of dumb with the Twins. And Mauer's up at the top, but I think he'll move up in the lineup eventually, and I think he will deliver from a fourth, fifth round pick standpoint. I like Buxton.
Our friend Ryan in Walford asks, if Alex Reyes stays healthy all year, could he be one of the better sleepers of the year? And he says it kills me to want to take him as a Cub fan of 25 years.
I mean, he could, you know, he's a huge prospect, and obviously he's coming back from an injury. But the problem is I don't think they're going to give him more than 130 innings. So he may be very effective in those innings, and maybe he'll close at some point. They don't have a closer, but they probably want to stretch him out in a multi-inning role because I think they envision him as a starter long-term. And I just don't see that much upside for a guy who's going to be limited that much of the innings.
Chris, is the sophomore jinx fact or fallacy?
I think it's a fallacy in the sense that it's not a thing, right? Every effect has a cause. So if somebody has a bad second year, it's because they were hurt or because their rookie year was, you know, sort of lucky and they aren't as good. That wasn't their true skill level. But it tends to happen that sophomores fall off for a number of reasons. If a rookie has a bad year, he sometimes gets sent down. So if a rookie has a good year, there's a good chance that he got lucky. So there's often a regression back to the mean in the second year. And then also, you know, guys aren't used to being, you know, famous and lauded and popular. And I think that also probably takes an adjustment. So it's not, you know, there's not like a jinx. There's usually a cause for it, but I think there's commonly regression after a first year breakout. Yes.
Yeah. And talk about Aaron Judge and what you expect this year, especially with Stanton in the lineup.
So monstrous. As a Yankee fan, I'm very excited. I think, you know, Stanton might hit like 65 or something crazy if he stays healthy. And I think Judge can hit another 45. You know, I think maybe he'll bat 260. He strikes out a lot. But if you saw the home run derby, I bet on Miguel Sano when he was in the finals in Vegas with my friend who was in the home run derby, and Judge was only in the semi, so he had to win two matches. And I hadn't been watching because I was at the pool, and I came over there, and as soon as I made the bet with him and I started watching Judge hit, I realized I'd already lost. Like, it was a joke. It was like the guy, it would be like if you were hitting and the fence was at the pitcher's mound. You know, it was like such a joke, him just hitting with his toothpick, knocking the ball out so easily. You know, there's no way that guy could hit another 40, 45. In Yankee Stadium, so I'm still pretty bullish.
We had a guest on from MLB.com. I asked him this same question, Chris, and we've bantered back and forth in the sports office, and this should be another softball for you. Combined home runs over and under for Judge and Stanton.
I will say about 100 would be my over.
Are you serious?
You're on the high side. Well, you know what? You know what, though? Yeah.
145 games each. 100.
It's anything to right field in the air is a home
run. If they stay healthy, I might be on board with 100, but I'm more towards 70 or 80.
No, I'm on the high. I'm going to go 90, 92.
Mm.
Okay. Let's say you had a bet to make, but there was a floor. Like, you didn't lose. Unless they played combined 290 games combined, the bet didn't count. So you knew they had to play 290 games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, anyone's going to hit by a bus. I mean, like, realistically, if they stay healthy, what do you think the over-under is?
I might have pegged it if they both play 145.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, obviously, you know, like, in Vegas, they have to account for the possibility that they get hurt.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole time. But I'm going to say healthy Stanton Judge, the over-under is 100. Not even like the upside is 120.
That'd be sick, man.
Like 60, 64 for Stanton and 56 for Judge. That's what I said.
319-366-1600. Couple more minutes here with Chrysalis of rotowire.com. Hey, I have to ask you, it is a football question, but everything going on in the world of the your New York Giants, now they're talking about getting rid of Odell Beckham Jr. Are you pro or con about that?
Let me just say this. Somebody in my Twitter feed said, Beckham's expendable like anybody else. I said, you know, my Giants fandom is expendable. I could just go watch rugby or something like that. You know what I mean? Sure, he's expendable, but why do I have to be a fan of the team? You know, it's just, you don't have to keep him, but I don't have to watch. There's rumors. I don't know how serious it is. This is a generational talent, the best player we've had since Lawrence Taylor. I mean, obviously, if they get a king's ransom for him, like Aaron Donald and a pick or something, I mean, I won't, that would be something. But if they just trade him for a first-round pick, that is a disaster. It's a generational talent to me. You have Randy Moss and Terrell Owens and Jerry Rice, you know, and then after those three, I don't know if Beckham talent-wise is in number four. He's playing with a bad quarterback. He's way over the hill in an environment that's windy and it's not a dome. It's not good weather. And he has put up just absolutely monster numbers every time he set on the field. And I love the guy. He works super hard. You know, his teammates like him. Yeah, he does step off the field. He's goofy. But he's not a criminal. He hasn't, you know, done any violence to anybody. You know, I mean, there's nothing that he's done that's really bad. And the media and the team, it just has no leadership. They just stand behind him. And so I will be incredibly disappointed if they trade Beckham.
All right. There you go. You heard it right there from a Giants fan. A lot of people getting into Major League Baseball with it starting tomorrow. And if they want some last-minute advice, et cetera, and you can tell them what they need to do to get to RotoWire.
Rotowire.com/trial. It is a free 10-day trial. And by free, I mean you don't need a credit card. You don't need to cancel it. You don't even have to subscribe. You just go to rotowire.com/trial. You get on, get out. If you like it, you can subscribe. If you don't, after 10 days, it just lapses and you don't get bothered again. So I've got all the latest baseball, football, draft stuff, free agent stuff, coaching, offensive coordinator changes, how that's going to impact fantasy football, whole thing, baseball, basketball, hockey. Rotowire.com/trial.
You like Sammy Watkins going to the Chiefs?
I like Sammy Watkins. I don't know why they didn't use him last year. Maybe he slowed down or lost a step, but if he's healthy, I think that's a good move.
All right. Very good. If the Chiefs can stop anybody, they may be dangerous.
Right. That was their issue.
Hey, Chris, appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks and enjoy the beginning of the baseball season.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. You too.
All right. Chris List, Rotowire.com, joining us here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. About a minute left here. Remind people about our poll question at KGYMradio.com.
Which projected division winner is least likely to win it? The Yankees / Red Sox, the Dodgers, the Indians, the Cubs, Astros, or Nationals?
Go ahead and vote. KGYMradio.com. You can vote right now and through 7 o'clock and beyond that. And right now, it is it's early, but the Astros are the team. Just because they won the World Series last year, is that what people are thinking? I think it's the Dodgers because I think they've got Colorado in their division. I like Colorado. By the way, we are going to give our Major League Baseball predictions coming up tomorrow. Try to reschedule Kim Buhl coming up for tomorrow, and Dave Kochan will join us from Las Vegas.
We have baseball on tomorrow.
Got baseball on 107.5 FM at 1:30. Going to be a beautiful 64-degree cloudy day in Baltimore as the Twins will open things up against the Baltimore Orioles at Camden Yards, and then the Giants and the Dodgers coming up tomorrow night from ESPN. We'll join up with that game at 7 o'clock. That's also the Sunday night game as well. We'll also have a BNA report from tonight.
Expect good news.
I will try to supply you with good news. We have not done well against KBO in the last year and a half. I'm just warning you out there. So we will try to turn that around.
KBO Catering has had our lunch.
Very well put. Very well put. For Mark, for Kyle, Scott Unash, thanking you for listening to the Gym Class. Stay tuned. Tom Bromel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next.
Napa Know-How.
Keeping it simple is usually a good thing. And when it comes to rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the Napa Rewards Program.